Message number 72. Pledge your allegiance to my divine mercy. Saturday, April 23, 2011 at 16:40. Easter Saturday, 23rd April 2011, 16:40 hours. My dearly beloved daughter, it is with joy that my children now rejoice in the commemoration of my rising. This year is important because it marks the beginning of a new era of enlightenment due to commence in the world shortly. My great gift of mercy will bring huge relief to believers and create a vast sense of euphoria among those non-believers who will convert. When they discover the truth, they will be light of heart and they will be filled with love for God the Eternal Father and me, your Divine Savior. Even non-Christians will understand the truth of my existence. Finally, this will create a great sense of joy and love in the world. The warning must be followed by prayer. It is important, however, to remember one important lesson regarding the warning. This great event, when all of you will see not only your sins as I see them but will understand the truth about the next life, must be followed by prayer. Sadly, many will fall back into sin afterwards. Now is the time to prepare to avoid this situation by praying my Divine Mercy Chaplet every day of your lives. By getting into the habit of praying this powerful prayer, you will retain the level of conversion and faith which will sweep the world thereafter. Rejoice, pray, and thank me, your Divine Savior, for this great mercy. Kneel and give praise to God the Father for the gift of my sacrifice. Prayer will help dilute the impact of the persecution by the New World Global Alliance which will follow. If enough of you remain loyal to me, my teachings, and continue to pray as well as receive the sacraments, you can change the course of events which would follow. How powerful my divine mercy is! So many of you still do not understand the significance of it. Many sadly have never heard of it before. For those of you loyal to me now, I must make a very special request of you. I do not want to see any of my children destroyed. This is why the warning is being given to you. This will show every one of you, including the skeptics amongst you, what will actually happen during the final judgment. So to help me save each soul, I want you to pledge your own gift to help me win over souls. Create Divine Mercy prayer groups all over the world and use this prayer for every person known to you who may be dying, for I will guarantee their salvation if you do. Gather now, my people. Follow your Savior. Pray as you have never prayed before, and then more souls will be saved. Then you will all become part of the new world I promised you when heaven and earth merge as one. This glorious future is for all of you. Rather than fear this great change, open your minds, hearts, and souls to the great joy ahead. By merging as one great powerful group all over the world, in each country, in every family, in every church, and in every community, you will make a great difference. Your prayers will help prevent much of the persecution which will happen as foretold. So out of deference to me, your ever-loving Savior, follow me now. I live in each of you. I know what is contained in your hearts and souls. By giving me your pledge of mercy for your brothers and sisters, you will receive special graces. Your divine King of Mercy and Just Judge, Jesus Christ.